Oh no, I don't have any tech news.
Of course I do.
Yeah, God, I got him. You got me too.
Could you imagine?
I almost cut the camera.
It's not quite time for AMD to release a completely new generation of Ryzen CPUs, so instead, they've confirmed rumors that they'll be fleshing out the current gen Ryzen 5000 and last gen 4000 lineup, filling in the gaps a little bit, you know, just like grandma used to do. You know, like how grandma would make the good food for you, like fill in your, like your skin and bones, eat something. The most exciting part is the previously announced Ryzen 7 5800X3D, the first chip to feature AMD's 3D V-Cache, which will launch on 420 because its performance is gonna be lit. It's gonna get you buzzed. It's not a Threadripper, but
you're gonna get ripped.
Alongside that processor will be six additional chips from the Ryzen 3 4100 up to the Ryzen 7 5700X that will hopefully give budget gamers more options to maybe, hopefully, build a PC in this Gabe-forsaken time. And there's another bonus, AMD is officially adding support for 5000 series chips on 300 series motherboards, so you might not even have to buy a new board. Whoa. Meaning you're free to spend that money on whatever just gets you sloshed, dude. Whatever, loopy, you know, like, oh, whoa, wow.
Thanks, AMD.
Thanks, dude. Oh, it's James. Guys, James is here now. Microsoft is weathering criticism once again for going and sticking ads in places they don't belong, namely the Windows 11 File Explorer. An enthusiast called Florian tweeted a screenshot showing a banner ad for Microsoft Editor. What?
File Explorian. Florian, what?
I was thinking something, I was almost there in my brain. He was shown a banner ad for Microsoft Editor when he was just trying to navigate his documents folder. I mean, that's hard enough, especially the way he keeps it. Ah, there's an Audacity folder in there. Like, do you click it? Like, ah, come on. Before you get mad about Microsoft having the audacity to do this again, the company said the banner was actually supposed to be disabled in that insider build, and it's just something they're testing internally.
For now.
Yeah, but given that every attempt by Microsoft to shoehorn ads like this into Windows is met with the same response, you'd think they'd learn.
Maybe try Edge.
And PC gamers have waited patiently for Intel's gaming GPUs, and now they're finally here. In 2 weeks. And in laptops. Yep, Team Blue has announced a launch event for the company's first Arc Alchemist discrete graphics cards on March 30th at 8 a.m. Pacific time. The first GPU to arrive on the market will reportedly be the A370M, which will feature up to 2 times the performance of Intel's integrated graphics without changing the basic laptop form factor. So that's cool, I don't know.
Laptops!
Look, these GPUs will bring support for advanced features like ray tracing, Intel's own XESS AI-powered super sampling.
XSS.
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know.
And other features, but if it's not in the form of a physical thing I can slide into a tower, then it's hard to get excited. I just like doing the,
slot it in.
The muscles feel,
I feel the motion.
Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by DreamHost, the company that helps you own your digital presence with premium WordPress website hosting at affordable prices because they have their own data centers. Whether you have a business, you want to showcase your latest build, or you just want a central spot for all your content, DreamHost, they're the dream, baby. They've got templates and website builders to help you get online fast, or a pro services team to build a site for you. Plus, migrating an existing WordPress site to DreamHost is easy and free. Check out DreamHost and save 67% when you purchase through the link below. All right, here's a quick bits. They do sting a little if you're tensed up, so just relax. Just
relax your butthole.
Chill! Chrome aficionados got a little excited when a Google rep at the tech giant's Google for Games Developer Summit casually mentioned that the Steam Alpha for Chromebooks just launched.
There are also a lot more ways to play video games with Chromebooks. For example, the Steam Alpha just launched.
Turns out, that's not true yet. But the incident did confirm that the Alpha is coming soon, so get ready to turn your Chromebook into a Pwnbook. Just a headshot. Mark Zuckerberg just announced at South by Southwest that Meta is working on bringing NFTs to Instagram in the near term. Because yes, the platform can be pretty toxic right now, but we're talking rookie numbers. We gotta get those numbers up. And who knows numbers better than apes? In fact, we're apes, so that says it all. Better buy in now before it gets hot. Microsoft has finally released the API for Direct Storage. It's technology that enables faster load times and bigger game worlds for the public after launching the developer preview last year. Tech like this exists on the current gen Xboxes and the PS5, but this API will allow any game developer to implement the feature on Windows 10 or 11.
Catch up, PC gaming.
Yeah, but it's pretty nice. I mean, it's not every day you get a story that's just like, oh, games will be better now? Nice. Tesla has fired an employee, John Bernal, for posting a video showing his Model 3 hitting a bike lane divider while in full self-driving mode. Bernal says he recorded the video in his personal vehicle using software that he paid for off of company time and property, but Tesla still called the video a conflict of interest. The interest here, on Tesla's part, being in preventing normies from seeing that Tesla cars still don't have full self-driving capability many years after it was promised. It's finally gonna release one day and we'll just like open the hood up and Elon is like in there, just like moving in.
They fired him for being so stupid.
And in a rare instance of the US Senate actually doing something, a bill called the Sunshine Protection Act was unanimously approved yesterday, which would make daylight savings time permanent across the country if approved by the House and President Biden.
Biden, he looks like a snowbird. He loves the sun.
Is that related? Going for vacation?
You know.
You know. Guys, I'm not joking. This episode is over. Come back on Friday for more tech news. I'll try to scrape around and find some.
You know I'll have some. There's a... Unless... Ooh.